y'all give so much credit to believing. Belief is built. You can start with courage. You can start with willingness. You can start with awareness. You can start with a million things. You don't have to believe yet. You can grow into belief. Right now, the only thing you really need to believe is that you're going to push play on whatever course I tell you to take next. Can you just believe, like, all right, I'll at least listen to the first video of whatever horseshit Corinne tells me to do.
Yep.
Okay. How long have you been in the membership?
Since August.
Since August. Have you finished No BS yet?
Yes.
Okay. So you're done with No BS. Have you taken any other courses yet?
I have just watched one video from self-love and self-sabotage.
Okay. I want you to focus on the self-love course. That's the one. No listening to these replays unless you've listened to at least one self-love course. Like if you want to push play on a video, say like the first one I do is I listen to a self-love video first and I do the work there and then I've earned my right. And I don't care if you take 3 months to go through it. I think there's 9 total videos. If I'm not mistaken, there's 9 videos in that course. Take 9 weeks. One video, do the worksheets that week. In that video, each day, you make a 24-hour plan from love, from what is it that Amelia is ready to do today? And over the 9 weeks, do what? Go ahead.
I think the hard part is that it's hard to plan, you know. I know that you said that you planned like ice cream and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's hard to do that and still have the mindset of losing weight.
Right, but it's only hard because you think it's wrong. It's not because it is wrong. Your growth is to learn how to quit thinking like that. So I want you to like literally make a plan each day. And if like putting something down feels hard, you're probably on the right track. If it feels easy, like for you, like putting down chicken and broccoli and, you know, my no carbs and my diet food and like whatever, that's probably the easy thing. Like I can check my boxes. If it feels hard, it's probably you're on the right track. Like, and I want you to ask yourself, why is putting ice cream on this plan hard? Because I have thoughts about the ice cream. And I'm just wrong about that. Because every time I've tried to do all the things that I think are right and that I should be doing, I quit. That's obviously not my answer anymore. And yay me for trying all these years. But you know what? I'm only going to ram my forehead into that door so many times before I realize, stop walking into it. So this is all I want you to do is I want you to take the self-love course and I want you to just commit one video a week with the accompanying worksheets. And then each day I want you to make a 24-hour plan and I want you to assess, and I don't care if you follow it. Right now, it's just about you getting into the habit of doing the plan. And I don't have mine sitting here. I don't think I do. The most important thing, and I was telling somebody about this. The most important thing about the plan is not the food you put down and whether or not you follow it. That, like, there's plenty of time for us to get good at that part. What most of you fail to do is plan your thinking about yourself and to plan your thinking about your food. That is the magic of the 24-hour plan and assessment. I'm more interested in Amelia being able to each day write down, what are your goals for the day? Are they doable? Are they something based in love? I want to know why they're important. Is your whys based in love? If not, scratch that shit out, do it again. I want to know what you're grateful for each day. Someone who battles mental health, it is imperative that each day you're finding things you're grateful for. You don't have the luxury of glossing that one over. This is why I do it every day. I don't have the luxury with depression to not look for what I'm grateful for, because my brain will never do that automatically. And I'm okay with that. I don't need it to do it automatically when I'm willing to do it for myself. So I've released my brain and myself from the need to have that be automatic. I just love myself enough to do it on purpose now.